It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico lawmakers are continuing to respond to widespread disparities in public schools based on race, class, ability, and more. There's a proposal to address inequity by setting up a plan in a new state commission. But as KUNM's Bryce Dix reports, advocates say another commission is not needed.
The measure would task a commission appointed by political leaders to develop a long-term plan and better prepare all New Mexico students for the future. Charles Goodmacher is with the Transform Education New Mexico Coalition.
We don't need another commission to really understand a lot of the needs. We know a lot of the needs now.
He says it's more important for students to share a language and culture with their teachers. Sponsored by Democratic Senator Mimi Stewart, the measure comes as a response to days of testimony in a 2018 court case that New Mexico had failed to provide basic needs for success in the classroom, especially for Native American and students from families with lower incomes. Over a dozen parents and educators would also be appointed to the state's commission. The bill is on the calendar in the legislative session that starts this week. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says boosting the economy and educational opportunities will bring more residents to what is currently the western state with the highest poverty rate. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
In a state highly reliant on revenues from oil and gas drilling to fund its budget, New Mexico's governor would like to ease that dependence by legalizing marijuana for recreational use. In her second State of the State address, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham told legislators that proceeds from the sale of cannabis could be the next frontier in New Mexico's economic expansion and help counter its high poverty rate. Citing a poll conducted in late 2019, she said there's evidence that residents would like to see legislation passed in the 30-day session that began Tuesday.
75% of New Mexico supports the legalization of adult-use cannabis, including strong support in rural areas.
She called the potential revenue from legalized cannabis awesome, but not everyone in the roundhouse agrees. In the previous session, a bipartisan bill stalled without a Senate vote. House Minority Whip Rod Montoya has said he believes legalizing marijuana could lead to more homelessness and crime. A projected $800 million budget surplus due to record-setting oil production has led the governor to propose an 8% increase in annual general fund spending. She's also supporting tuition-free college for state residents, which would require $35 million to pay those students' tuition and fees.
We have the power to make tuition-free higher education a reality, benefiting an astounding 55,000 New Mexico students this fall.
The governor is also advocating for a spending increase for early childhood education by $74 million to expand programs such as pre-kindergarten, home visiting, child care assistance, and family nutrition. Republican lawmakers have expressed concerns that state spending is growing too rapidly. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
And in more news, a largely forgotten court case about discrimination in Texas schools is brought to life in a documentary. Texas Public Radio's Norma Martinez reports it's a personal journey for the film's executive producer.
When Enrique Alemán was a kid, his mother mentioned that she'd been a part of a court case as a child. It wasn't until she passed away that that fleeting memory came rushing back. He'd just seen a documentary about a court case in Driscoll, Texas.
And she was actually the first of the 8 students to testify in federal court against her teachers in the district to prove that she could speak English as a 9-year-old second grader, almost 10 years old.
Brown versus the Board of Education declared segregation in public schools unconstitutional in 1954, but schools found a way to discriminate. Driscoll Consolidated Independent School District placed children with Hispanic surnames in first grade for 3 years, and it didn't matter whether they could speak English fluently or not. There were no proficiency tests, just the implication that Mexican-American children were lesser than. Alemán's mother was one of them. Alemán tried to track down the other children who testified in the landmark court case. His journey is chronicled in the film Stolen Education.
This is an example that literally in my own home, and I have a doctorate in educational policy, literally in my own home, I never knew about this until I had that flashback. That always just bothered me, and I wanted to figure out a way to reclaim that history.
Aleman has traveled across the country screening the film, and though it's been over 60 years, he's seen how the film resonates with audiences.
And without fail, the Q&A typically turns into folks talking about their own experiences, about how they've experienced schools, about how their own language was erased, about how their families had to struggle through inequitable schooling.
Aleman knows that to prevent repeating history, we must never forget it. I'm Norma Martinez in San Antonio.